Gave him 4.5 on the day. Either way, ridiculous. Dan Miller on the call. That's a career day.
Yeah, Hutch isn't selfish. He can share one with Levi.
Yeah, that's fair. He is at 5.5 sacks through 2 games.
Leading the NFL.
Leading the NFL. He has more than, like, I don't know, 8 to 10 teams.
Oh, sure. I mean, that's an unbelievable day. Yeah. And even if you, okay, let's just say you had 3.5 in one and 2 in another. Like, it's a great start to an NFL season.
But he craters an offense when he does that. You need to help with a tight end or a running back. Now it's 2, and in some cases, even that wasn't enough to stop Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah.
It's one of the questions we had was what was going to happen with the pass rush? And if he takes his game to the next level, and he is like a Watt caliber guy, like flirting with a Defensive Player of the Year award caliber guy, high motor, never leaves the field, relentless in pursuit of the quarterback. That's game changing for this team. This defense is expected to be a lot better. It has been a lot better through 2 games this season. And it's why, as we reflect on the Lions 1-1 start, as maddening as Sunday was, I don't really have any concerns with this team. Nothing major anyway. And I don't think we were wrong yesterday to vent. I think that's
sure, it's
what happens
after a
loss. And I stand by the fact that that was a bad loss. They had so many chances. I think Campbell was too hard on himself. They had so many other chances to win that game, and they didn't, and that's deeply disappointing. But when the sun comes out the next day, and I look around the NFL, and I take inventory of our football team, I don't have any big concerns.
It's really hard to look past what happened at the end of the first half. And I know they had many opportunities to overcome that moment. That's such a basic moment. It's really, really hard to get past that. And then you look at, you know, the last interception by Goff, the trips into the red zone, the, you know, ineffectiveness of being able to spread the ball around to, you know, to get it to, you know, Laporta or to run the ball, especially with Vita Vea out. Like, there are some things that are obviously concerning, but none of it, and after having talked to Dan as well, like, it's, yeah, they didn't find their rhythm. They're not in full stride through the first 2 games.
No.
You know, you look across the NFL, offenses are down through the first couple of games.
You look at, like, passing yards per game, points, all that stuff.
It's not just here. The problem that we run into in Detroit is quarterback's the same. Offensive line is in large part the same, even though Glasgow went from right guard to left guard and they brought in Zeitler. I think Zeitler is an upgrade over Jonah Jackson. But they're not playing to that level yet.
Yeah.
I think J-Mo, with his influence on this offense, ultimately is an upgrade over Josh Reynolds, but they're not playing as if that's an upgrade.
Yeah, I mean, Dan talked about Goff, and he said what he told him, he's trying to do too much at times. Some people watched Goff and said, wow, this is going to be a concern. I know who Goff is. I watch Goff with eyes wide open. I know who he is and all of his flaws. The reason I'm not panicking is I think this line is going to do their job to protect him and going to set up well for him. I think they'll run the ball well. I think play action is going to be there all season long. And I think Jared Goff is going to orchestrate this offense into top 5 status. Yet again, that's understanding who he is and all his limitations and all his flaws. I'm not panicking at all. I was listening to the midday show yesterday, and Doug had this realization maybe halfway through their show. He said, we've had so many people call in and say, I'm not panicking, but... And then they list a whole bunch of deep concerns with this football team.
Right.
I don't have those deep concerns. In fact, John, if we did this on a scale, 1 to 10, 1 is, I have no doubts this is the Super Bowl champion Detroit Football Lions. 10 is, SOL, the same old Lions. Where are you on a scale of 1 to 10? Because I'm at a 2. I mean, there's some stuff to clean up, but I still feel like this team is every bit capable of winning the Super Bowl.
I'm at a 1. I still think they're a Super Bowl contending, Super Bowl winning team. And yeah, do I expect them to continue to improve? Absolutely. They're not going to be the same team in week 17 as they are in 1 or 2. They're not going to be the same team at week 5 when they get to the bye week. They are going to be better, and they can make some adjustments during that week and come out even stronger after that. You know, they're not hitting on all cylinders and should have still won a game not hitting on all cylinders.
Yeah, again, should have won that game. We understand the frustration, but concern level, let's go to Tommy and Troy. You're on 97.1. 1 to 10, and what's your biggest concern?
Okay, what is it, like one being the worst and 10 being the least?
10 is like a red alarm, like a fire alarm. Yeah. 10 is really concerned.
One, they're still going to the Super Bowl.
I'd be like a 6.5.
Okay, explain. What's your thought?
It was alarming to me the way Baker Mayfield just shredded our secondary. He passed at will. He ran on our defense. And I don't know. It was, it's the same old secondary. And you get another good quarterback that comes in that can throw and run. The Lions are in trouble, I think.
Well,
it's like,
I think we have a disagreement or at least a disagreement of opinion, because I don't see 12 of 19 for 185 yards as shredding the secondary. And he did rush for 34 yards. He was their leading rusher. And I know the one costly rush was the touchdown run.
Yep.
But I don't think he absolutely dismantled the defense. I see it. I don't see that at all.
Yeah, he had two big runs on that drive.
But every big third down Tampa had. That, who was that receiver?
Godwin. Hey, Tommy.
Yeah, he completed it to him, and they couldn't stop that guy.
Tommy,
and
you may be surprised to know that the Buccaneers went 2 for 10 on third down on Sunday.
Right.
Yeah, how do they lose that game?
Right. Tommy, that's kind of our thing, right? And I think you're not wrong. Like, the eye test said, boy, whether it's Godwin on a blown coverage or how many throws to Godwin, they're moving it just enough. Zoom out. They had 216 yards, 2 of 10 on third down. Baker didn't throw for 200 passing yards. To John's point, like, they got to him. 5 sacks.
Yeah. So
he didn't shred anybody.
How they lost it was, you get 463 yards of offense because you're moving up and down the field. You get into the red zone 7 times. You lose it because you only come away with 1 touchdown.
Yeah.
It's pretty basic.
And the question is the Lions offense that ranks 2nd behind only San Francisco a year ago in red zone touchdown rate going to struggle all year? No, I have no reason to believe that this team is going to. When you get to the red zone, John, it's about a couple things. Matchups. You have an all-pro in Amon-Ra St. Brown, who's very creative with his route running and creating space. You have Sam Laporta, who's a big body, conservatively one of the 5 best tight ends in football. And in the red zone, where space is at a premium, sometimes you just need to push someone deep into the end zone with your offensive line. You need to run the football. The Lions have the offensive line to do it. They have multiple running backs to do it. They have the personnel to once again be one of the 2 or 3 best red zone offenses in football. So while that's the biggest reason they lost, that is not a concern for me moving forward. I don't think any Lions fan should be panicking about the red zone beyond what happened last week. I think you could have every right to be upset that they didn't live up to their expectation when they faced Tampa. That's a winnable game. When you lose winnable games, you're disappointed. And that's what Monday's show is about. But as we reflect, as we look ahead, as we keep the perspective of what this team is capable of, if anything, John, this sounds so weird. Not only am I not really concerned, aren't you kind of weirdly encouraged rather than discouraged because of the defense through 2 games?
Oh, yes. And
like, when the offense will click, the defense already being ahead of schedule feels like a win.
And so you get caught in this, you know, if you believe one, do you have to believe the other? Do you believe that the defense is good through 2 games? And then do you believe that the offense will just simply come along? Or if you're believing the defense is good, that the offense isn't there? Like, I mean, it's hard. You get caught in this conundrum because if you're taking a 2-game sample and you think, it has to be good because they've been good through 2 games, then the other opposite has to be true. But the offense does have a track record because of the fact that they, it in large part is the same. And I do believe once they get clicking, they have upgraded where they lost players.
Phone calls to get to, scale of 1 to 10, 1 being no concern, 10 being the most concerned. Where are you at with the Lions? It's 97.1.